New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So then I call her back. I go, hey, did one of the dogs have an accident? She goes, yes, Darla did. I go, oh, my God, can you believe that? She goes, yeah, and I found it when I stepped in it while wearing just my socks. So she's got these cute little, today's the last day of school. She's got these leggings and a beautiful Christmas sweater and her hair's perfect. And she's got these little socks with some little jingle janglies on them, you know. She looks like an adorable little redheaded fucking Irish Christmas elf. And I guess she stepped down the steps and Darla dropped this monster. And the foot with a sock, she said she kind of like slid in it. And I'm like, oh my God. And I go, oh no. And she goes, that's why I was late leaving for work, because I need those socks. So I had to wash the socks. So I guess she like peeled off the sock and got all the shit. I mean, this is mashed fucking pancake shit on the foot. So that explains the hastily cleaned up area. And so that, and then I put the light on. This is after the fact. And there's little shit footprints away from, that I missed, that she didn't get those. So I had to go back and clean all that. I don't give a shit about cleaning anything. I don't even care. I'm like, wow. But I'm not going to lie to you. I was like pumping my fist. I was like, this is going to be outstanding storytelling in this podcast today. You know? And so the fact that she stepped in it. Oh, that's a bad feeling. It's bad when you have a shoe on. I mean, my God. At least she wasn't wearing another pair of Ugg boots. Never-ending poop smell in the Zane household. Yeah, I read that one. Holy cow, that was debilitating. And then that fast forward to Madison bringing the dog in, the dog freaking out nonstop. I'm like, I just got to put you downstairs. That's all I have to do. That's going to have to happen. All right. I want to see if my buddy Phil Cronin from the Grand Rapids Gold is available for me to call him. I texted him. He hasn't responded. Okay. I don't want to do that yet then. Okay. Shit gate. We covered shit gate. That's done. Great food giveaway. Check. Madison. Check. Phil Cronin from Grand Rapids Gold. No. Let's talk about, let's see. Go Blue Jason says, I just came over from Free Beer and Hot Wings. Today was holiday break-ins for all the shit you give those guys for their show sucking. Today was pretty good, without a doubt. Giving all of that wonderful stuff away to them is a wonderful gesture. I couldn't agree more. Being that I used to do that show and do the holiday break-ins, for me personally, I always struggled with the holiday break-in. And I think that that's more of a me problem. It sure as hell wasn't an it was never an entertaining show when we did those, and I didn't find all the sad stories to be something that I would ever want to listen to. So I kind of hated being part of it. And I know that that sounds ridiculous. I love the fact that people were getting all of the stuff, but I kind of didn't want it to be on the air. I wanted to go through with the actual break-ins, but the idea of taking people's personal lives, attempting to change the details, which usually didn't really help to hide their identities, I wasn't comfortable with that part of it. And then after seeing Greg with no tears in his eyes, put his nose next to a microphone and go to give you the illusion that he's weeping. He wasn't. Don't believe that he was. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care if he even has the ability to make tears happen. He's not crying. And that particular level of phoniness chewed at my soul. And I just didn't care for it. Corey says, nah, it makes sense. It's depressing, not fun. Kind of like you're making profit and getting ratings off other people's suffering. Yeah, absolutely. Tofa says, I think Jason is the troll. I've seen Jason around here before. I don't think so. I think Jason actually enjoys the show. Megan says, it seems that he's gone. I don't know that. Maybe on your end, but I still see him here. That would be, can you imagine? Like just coming here, dropping that line. And walking away and like, I don't even want to listen to see if he's going to talk about me. Make no mistake. Any type of charitable endeavor like that is fantastic. And I think that the effort that they put in to do it is absolutely wonderful. You cannot get me attacking the effort. It's just the fake crying that gets me and the stories. It doesn't need to be on the air. Okay? All you need to do is say, hey, the break-ins are going on right now. That's all you got to do. But there are a lot of people who find that to be entertaining or at least compelling. And I understand that too. It's just not for me. I'm not that complex. Jason says, no, I love your show. I thought so. I've seen you here before. Did you notice, Jason, the sniffs? Because that's a standby thing, and I'm doing my best to try to expose the fake sniffing. That is 100% fake. All right? I don't give a shit what anybody tells me. It's fake. And what does that tell you? All right. Nevertheless. God, what was I talking about? Now I forget. Okay, so the Lions play on Sunday. And I have gotten a ton of shit about suggesting that the Lions won't win another game this year. And I can understand. Bleeding Heart Brian sent me this. Penae Sewell says to your type, EZ, hop off the wagon. We don't need you. Let's get into this. This is an audio clip. Penae Sewell about the quote-unquote doom and gloom mindset from some Lions fans, like me, after the Bills' loss and all of the injuries. It's a 15-second clip, Panay Sewell.
That's been going on.
I mean, the real fans, they're going to stick down to whatever, man. You know what I mean? That's why I don't really concern myself with the talk, because the real ones know that we're going to find a way at the end of the day. And if you want to keep questioning, then go ahead and just hop off. You see what happens.
That's been going on.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm off the bandwagon. I would never do that and say I hate the Lions, because that is what is off the bandwagon. Can you still be on the bandwagon and think that they're going to lose? Can you do that? Is that even allowable? Is that allowed on bandwagon rules? Boy, I'm struggling with that bit. When it comes to being on a bandwagon, off a bandwagon, can you be like me on the bandwagon but don't think they're going to win another game? And let me just say this.
That's been going on.
I mean, the real fans, they're going to stick down to whatever, man. You know what I mean? That's why.
Okay, I am sticking with you, so I am a real fan.
I don't really concern myself with the talk, because the real ones.
You shouldn't.
Know that we're going to find a way.
Okay, now that's where we disagree. The real ones know we're going to find a way. You are not. You have won no more. You will win no more games this year, Panay. I'm telling you. It's over, and it's not exactly your fault. It just happened.
At the end of the day, and if you want to keep questioning, then go ahead and just hop off. You see what happens.
All right. And he's got to say that. And I applaud him for doing that. I mean, what else is he going to say? Yeah, they're right. You know? He's doing the right thing there. And I want you all to give me the finger and tell me to go to hell. I want that. That's okay. Maureen says I have to actually get off the bandwagon. He says, I hope you come back Monday and admit that you're wrong. I do too. And then Kenny gave me the finger, probably because I said, Panay, that's not happening. And it's not. It's just logical. In fact, if I'm the Detroit Lions right now, in order to avoid further injuries, I suggest they forfeit. Kenny says, I'm giving you the finger because you said you wanted us to. Oh, I got you. If the Lions were smart, they would put in all the backups, intentionally lose, and then lose in the playoffs on purpose. That would be a smart play by them to ensure the future for next year. At the rate they're getting hurt, they might go 0-16 again next year. Okay, so there's my prediction. They won't win another game this year, and next year they're going to lose all of their games. They're not going to win for another year and a half. Go Blue Jason, who's busy drying his eyes from all the tears on the historic Free Beer and Hot Wings show today, writes, the interesting thing with the injuries is that they're mostly on defense. The offense is pretty much intact. That gives me hope because they can outscore teams if they need to. Tyler says, I have the Lions winning their next two games. Last game against Minnesota might be dicey. Look, I've said my piece. You can choose not to accept it. And you can also hate on me. I will be the punching bag for you. Channel your rage through me. I won't be watching any more Lions games this year. In fact, Sunday, I've committed to podcasting. I've got a podcast at 1 p.m. with Christian Blatt. No, not interested. No longer. I'm not going to get all pissed off, intense. Look, you do you. I know what makes me anxious. And if I'm anxious, I'm a bad person to be around. So if this is going to go like how I think it's going to go, I don't want to be any part of it. Nope. But I want my cake and eating. I'm doing the want my cake and eating it too. Because I'm not going to pay attention, but I'm still going to root for him. But I'm out. No way. Corey says, looks like a Lions fan show with the hoodie and blanket combo. I can guarantee you there's no one else in the world that exists with a Lions blanket and a Lions hoodie staring into the camera saying they won't win any more games this year and they're going to lose all their games next year. No one. I'm the only one. And this is what makes me exceptionally better than everybody else on the planet. This bold stance. All right. Well, that's Panay Sewell. He doesn't want me around. I am going to make this a short show today because of what is happening with the great food giveaway. And I want to make sure that all of my ducks are in a row and I don't want... We've already had enough screw-ups. All right? Next week when it comes to podcasting... Yeah, I think for sure Monday... And Tuesday, Christmas Eve, probably not. Christmas Day, no. Thursday, Friday, yes. So Monday, yes. Tuesday, Wednesday, no. Thursday, Friday, yes.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm still not clear what's happening with Christmas at the EZ household. Branjo45 says, y'all have a great time at the Great Food Giveaway, giving you all big high fives from East Tennessee. May I ask, Branjo45, and I may have already been told this in the past, but you know me. Where exactly are you? How did you find me? And anything else pertinent? Are you a Jackson, Tennessee type of person? No, wait a minute. That's not East Tennessee. Are you a Johnson City type of person? Chattanooga, Knoxville, East Tennessee type of person? I want to know. By the way, side note, I don't know if you've been following this, but Tennessee plays Ohio State. Branjo says Chattanooga followed from Freeburn Hot Wings. Stop listening after they fired you. Thank you. Tennessee travels to Ohio State to play. And I read that like more than half of the stadium is going to be Big Orange. How great is that? I also read that the Tennessee fans have been getting logging on to the local clubs, bars and shit that have that online jukebox shit, and playing the song Rocky Top like all night. Before I moved to Knoxville, I did not know what Rocky Top was. I did not know there was a song called Rocky Top. I did not know that it is a direct correlation to the to University of Tennessee and the Tennessee football program. I didn't know anything about it. I walk in the radio station up on Sharps Ridge in Knoxville, and like, hey, Rocky Top. What's Rocky Top? Oh, you dumb fuck. Holy shit, you're going to have to sing it. And they like made me, to initiate me, they made me sing the song Rocky Top. I love that song now. Rocky Top, Tennessee. The Osborne Brothers. One of the things you'll
was
know
released
about,
on Christmas.
About the Osborne Brothers is that this guy's voice sounds like a child. Or a girl, even. Hope Tennessee tries to plant their flag on the field after they win.
The song we're going to do right now was released on Christmas Day of 1967, originally. It's written by Boudlow and Felice Bryan about a beautiful spot just out of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And on February the 15th, 1982, this song was voted by the General Assembly of Tennessee as one of their official state songs. And we were very fortunate to be the first group to have the first record on this. And since then, it's been recorded over 100 times. And we look back on dear old Rocky Top.
Let me just tell you something. These motherfuckers lay it down. This fucking guy on the banjo... He's got, you know, how you play, you got the goddamn thing on your thumb and then your fingers, the same deal. And you're just working that shit up. Neyland Stadium singing Rocky Top. I like how, like, the people that sit in the stands, they match the end zone. You got orange section, white section, orange section, white section. And they really stick to it. The pride of the Southland marching band right there. Those motherfuckers know how to do it. If you have never seen a fucking football game there, that's enough. It just blows your mind. Branjo says, fuck yes. I'm very aroused. Turn it back on. You know what? I'm going to do that. I don't think Kenny cares for it, frankly. I think he hates it, kind of.
Who's coming in the driveway?
All right. I'm going to have to skip this ad. Here you go, Kenny. This is for you.
Rocky Top, half by the other half again. Always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed on Rocky Top looking for moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, I reckon they never will. Corn won't grow when I'm on Rocky Top, dirt's too rocky by far. That's why I'm
More music from the Osborne Brothers coming up when New Country returns after this short break.
Fuck yes. That's an outstanding song, Kenny. How can you live in the South and not have that in your wheelhouse? He says it's awful. Bob gives me green face with puke coming out. Stevie hates it. That is free beer music. Well, whatever. I don't give a shit. It sounds good. Tophus says it's trash. Rebecca says that slaps. I think that's good. Hick inbred music. How can you be a son of the great state of Tennessee and be such a cunt? You guys are ridiculous. That is a absolute, that's a slice of Americana. God damn it. Fuck. It's so annoying when you guys, I mean, Kenny is probably, not only does he have a very, very narrow span of musical taste. I mean, it's just a minute slice, all right? And, like, if you were to break down, like, the percentage of people who enjoy that type of garbage that he listens to, that's because he is part of a small subset cult of scuzz people that do not have any taste whatsoever. Horrible, horrible human beings, probably into children. All right? My God. Better than your old man, boring ass music, Eric. Disagree. Kenny says it's a snooze fest every morning. Kenny listens to music that he, like, in his words, hey, man, I like it because it's not boring. Meaning it's exciting. No one describes music that way. Okay? No one does. You're the only person. It's so bad. Oh, God. What an animal human being you are. You are disgusting to me. Get yourself a home mortgage with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. That was quite a transition. Buy now, refinance later. Call Mario at 231-332-6505. He can get you started from anywhere in the U.S. That number again, 231-332-6505 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Talking about life insurance, you do need a life insurance policy for you and yours. It's going to be a lot less than you think it is. Doesn't cost much to get your family insured, and you should absolutely do that. Excuse me, in the event that something bad happens to you, that would be awful if, you know, when it, instead of grieving and, you know, taking care of that side of this unexpected tragedy, they have to go to work. Get more information about a life insurance policy with Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance online at buyinsurancehere.com. Please mention me. And thanks to Frank. He just signed up for another marketing plan right here on the show, and I'm very, very thankful. Something as simple as a haircut. Who knew that something like that, that there could be a big difference? And there really is. If you've gotten your hair cut at any of the other places like fucking Magic Sam's or Super 8, or not Super 8, Super Cuts, where Lisa Krantz gets her hair cut. There's a haircut named after her there called The Krantz. Or perhaps you like going to the shops like Lady Jane's or Jude's. Please make it a point to visit King's Room Barbershop so you can see and feel the difference. They've been cutting hair for more than 50 years for dudes and chicks who like short hair. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street, all in West Michigan. Their website is kingsroom.net. The haircut is going to set you back $19 plus tip. They do specialty things like if you need your hair colored in any way, they can take care of that as well. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling wants to remind you that during these cold winter months, if something goes haywire, call them. 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. They'll do an after-hours service call if need be, or perhaps some scheduled maintenance, or a full replacement at A&E Heating and Cooling. The immortal TC Paintball. Love them so much. Schedule a paintball outing at TC Paintball, one of the OG marketers of the Eric Zane Show podcast. We go back, oh my God, almost 9 years. Awesome stuff. Love them. Christmas break is here. Get the kids. Go to TC Paintball. You got to reserve that shit. Go to tcpaintballgr.com for the contact information. You can call them and schedule your event at TC Paintball. Tofus says 330 million people in America, and 15 out of 16 of them, 15 sixteenths of them hate this music. The asshole of the day today is now being announced. It is brought to you by the folks I just mentioned, TC Paintball. Today's asshole of the day is a repeat customer. Nate gets consecutive asshole of the day awards for nearly destroying all of the work that we had put in with the great food giveaway. It's a rare back-to-back asshole of the day. Fuck off and die, Nate, you miserable piece of shit. See everybody at our fun charitable event, the Great Food Giveaway. That comes up. Get started at 3. If you want to get there at 2 and hang out, please do. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Thanks so much for being here, and bye-bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.